Kent Online News.
News you can trust.
This is the Kent Online Podcast. Nicola Everett.
Hello, hope you're okay. Thanks ever so much for downloading today's podcast on Wednesday, October the 23rd. And first up today, residents in a block of flats in Sheerness have been told to pay £14,000 within 30 days for new fire regulations, or they could be evicted. Now, an external staircase needs to be built at Portland House on the High Street to comply with rules introduced following the Grenfell Tower fire tragedy. Well, Georgie Sayers lives in the block of flats, and she's been telling the podcast how there's no way she can afford the payment.
I don't think I've slept since receiving that email, since receiving that invoice. I haven't slept. I'm terrified. I could literally be out on the streets in a few weeks' time. If they issue us with CCJs, they could force us to sell our properties, which is what they're telling us. And if that's the case, I've got nowhere else to go. And by the time I've paid off my existing mortgage and paid them the £14,000 that they say I owe them, there's nothing left.
Mm. And what do you want to happen, basically?
Nobody's denying that the work needs doing. What they're proposing is an external staircase, fire exit, which we're all in agreement that we do need. It's just the fact that it's a crippling amount of money, and to be given such an unreasonable timescale to pay it in, we just don't know where to go. We don't know what to do next.
Sure. And talk to me about the building itself, about you're paying £250 for maintenance as it is, a month roughly.
Yes.
Talk to me about that.
So we each pay approximately £250-ish a month. It's spread out quarterly. And that is supposed to cover cleaning, repairs, the maintenance of the fire alarm system and all of that sort of thing. Nothing gets done. We believe that a cleaner comes in probably once a month, and our understanding is she gets paid for 4 hours a month. Other than that, we never see anything. The place is an absolute mess. There's rubbish everywhere. Everything's broken. And nothing gets repaired. There's water damage to pretty much everything. Nothing gets done.
Georgie was speaking there to reporter Joe Crosley. Well, housing company Azure, which manages the properties, says they've brought down the cost from £70,000 per flat, and they need to make sure they're following safety laws.
Kent Online News.
Other top stories today, and French authorities say two people have died after a boat carrying asylum seekers sank in the Channel. Lucy's got the details for the podcast.
Well, we understand the vessel capsized off the coast of Saint-Gat this morning. Now, just to give you an idea as to where this is, Saint-Gat is very close to Calais, and a rescue operation led to the port there being closed earlier. We're told 46 people have been rescued from the water, and authorities say they're still searching. You may remember a baby girl died in a similar area last week during another crossing. In fact, 2024 has been the deadliest year on record off the French coast. More than 50 people have lost their lives, and 26,000 people have made the dangerous journey to Kent. The government promised to tackle the smuggling gangs when they came to power. They're setting up a border security command to do just that.
Police searching for a Medway man who went missing after a night out with friends say a body's been found. Officers and Coast Guard crews were called to Knight Road in Stroud yesterday. The family of 25-year-old Regan Phillips have been told about the discovery. A shoplifter who hid under a child's bed while running away from police on Sheppey has been jailed. Nathan Palmer fled into a nearby property after being spotted by officers on patrol in Minster last month. The 28-year-old from Toronto Road in Gillingham has been recalled to prison for a previous offence and will serve another 2 months on top of his sentence. A Sittingbourne man who stole a car from a delivery driver, then sold it for almost £600, has been jailed. The Kent Online podcast has been told how Darren Regan stole from vehicles, failed to pay for fuel, intimidated another motorist, and rammed a car during a crime spree. but the 32-year-old from Oak Road has been locked up for nearly 2 years. He's also been given a driving ban. And a Thanet man who was found carrying a knife while helping people involved in a car crash has also been sent to prison. Police have been called to a vehicle on its roof in Cliftonville in July and initially thought Bradley Packman had been involved in the crash. They found the blade on the 30-year-old, who's from Appledore Close in Margate. He's been locked up for 120 days.
Kent Online reports.
Now, we'd love your thoughts on this story today. The government's launched an independent review into the water industry to address concerns about bills and sewage. One of the options being considered is abolishing the regulator Ofwat. Now, recommendations will be used to bring in new laws to clean up our waterways. And this all comes just a day after it was revealed water companies here in Kent want to increase our bills by even more than first planned. Southern Water have announced the biggest hike of 84% by 2030. Thames Water are suggesting a 53% rise. Well, I've been getting reaction from Catherine Chapman, who's from SOS Whitstable, which campaigns about sewage in our seas.
It's absolutely disgusting, quite frankly. We've already paid our bills and they haven't invested that money into the infrastructure in over the 20-30 years that we've been all been paying our bills. And basically they're asking the public to invest into a private company, and we don't even benefit from the services, let alone any of the dividends that they are getting, like hundreds of thousands of pounds worth of.
So if your water bill were to go up in a couple of years' time, how would that make you feel?
I mean, I know I'm not on my own. I'm struggling with the water bills and all the other bills as they are at the moment. We're an average family. I've got three teenagers that like to spend money on water, and so for the average increase over the country is going to be about £94. And Southern Water is double that, at about an average of £183 per household increase. So if I'm struggling now, I have no idea how we're going to do that in the future. And, you know, we're not getting any more for it, and we don't have any choice, which is just, it's outrageous.
The regulator are looking at it at the moment. They're set to make a decision by December. Is there anything the water companies could say to you that would kind of justify this increase? If they said, we are going to do this, that and the other, and it will stop pollution in the sea at Whitstable, would you think, OK, fair enough? Or is there nothing they can say because you think they've underinvested for such a long time?
Absolutely. Yeah, there's nothing that they can say that will make me feel like these increases are justified, because it's literally going straight back into their investors. It's not going into the infrastructure. And we've got evidence of this. You've got the Ofwat's annual report reported on 17 water companies across the country. So 14 of those have hit average. None of them have been overachievers. Three of them are lagging. And guess which one is the worst? Southern Water. So they're not doing what they should be, like, right now for the money that they're getting. They're not going to get any more. No.
Obviously, we're very much out of the summer season, sadly, at the moment. So, but people do still like to go into the water. We've got a couple of no swim zones in other parts of Kent. What do you think the general feeling is at the moment about water quality in the county, and particularly where you're living?
I swim more in the colder months than I do through the summer. And I know that that's the case. We started off the bubble tits, blue tits in Whitstable, and we did this for cold water swimming, for all the benefits, for the mental health benefits, for the health benefits, and for the community. And it's very much alive all the way through the winter. And I also know that a lot of people did not go swimming last Thursday because we had many, many releases on Wednesday, and everybody was afraid to go into the water, which is absolutely disgusting. There's just no way that we shouldn't have to check an app to see whether we can go in the sea or not. It's completely insane. We as a group, SOS Whitstable, are part of a citizen science project. So we test the water every single week. We work in collaboration with the council and with Southern Water to try and monitor the levels of E. coli in the sea. And we do this all year round because obviously now we're not in bathing season, quote unquote. The Environment Agency are no longer testing. So so it's good for us to keep doing that as well.
And what is the general piece? So last week obviously there was an issue and people didn't go swimming. Generally, what are things like? Are you fearful of going in or do you risk it most days?
I mean, thankfully I'm fit and healthy, and so I am not necessarily at risk. So I'm probably in the minority of people that doesn't check the apps, and I will just go regardless. That said, I used to use the sea to train for triathlon swimming, and I now no longer put my head underwater, which is, it's really, really sad for me to say that. But yeah, I know that there are plenty, and it's the people that are vulnerable. It's the people that need it for their physical health, the people that need it to boost their mental health. And they're the ones that are most vulnerable, and they're the ones that are not able to use it whenever they want.
Firefighters have been tackling a blaze at a recycling centre in Medway. It broke out at Chatham Docks yesterday evening. Crews are working to remove the waste to stop the fire from spreading. An investigation's underway after a rogue trader pressured a homeowner in New Ash Green into handing over £1,500. They told the victim a tile was loose on their roof and carried out work before being given permission. It's believed other properties in the area were targeted. The suspect said to be in his 50s and had a teenager with him. A shopper accused of assaulting two police officers at Bluewater after being asked to put on a face mask has been cleared. The PCs were injured at the shopping centre during the pandemic, and footage from body-worn cameras was shown in court. Well, Sam Francis, who's 34 and from Chislehurst, has been found not guilty by a jury. A Kent MP says he's met with the Maritime Minister about concerns over a cargo ship that's carrying potentially explosive materials and is moored off the coast of Margate. Sir Roger Gale says he's been assured it's safe. The vessel's been there for nearly a month now as it waits for repairs.
Kent Online reports.
We've got an update now on the Road of Remembrance, which you may know has been closed following two landslides. Well, we've now been told it's going to stay shut until at least next August. Now, the road connects the seafront and town centre and first closed in January for investigation work. Well, council bosses say they need more time to assess data so they can make sure that the issue is properly fixed. It's emerged a new housing estate in Thanet won't include any affordable properties. The council have approved plans to knock down a factory on Manston Road in Ramsgate. 118 properties will be built. Developers have successfully argued including any affordable ones would make the development financially unviable. Meantime, the owners of several buildings in Ancient Woodland near Canterbury have been ordered to tear them down. They'd insisted the properties were needed for forestry purposes, but nearby residents and environmental campaigners disagreed. Well, the City Council decided they were unlawful, and following an appeal, the planning inspector has backed the authority. That's one of our most read stories on the website today. You can head to Kent Online to see pictures of the buildings. A Maidstone pub that was due to be knocked down as part of a new road layout has been saved. The County Council's decided not to go ahead with changes to Lewes Road, so the Wheat Sheaf won't be demolished. The pub's been shut since 2019 when it was bought by the authority. It's not known yet what will happen to it. Now, Tom Grennan has been on our sister radio station KMFM chatting about his new song. Higher is his latest single released from his upcoming fourth album, which at the moment has no title. He says he's been inspired by the music of Robbie Williams, George Michael and Prince, and he's been chatting to Gary and Chelsea on Breakfast.
I didn't really know anything about the music industry. I didn't know what writing an album was. I only just literally wrote some songs in my bedroom, and then everything kind of happened quickly with signing a record deal and whatnot. So I felt like I was thrown in the deep end, and I was not expected to swim because I hoped that I would swim. Do you know what I'm saying? So
yeah, you had to go with the flow.
Exactly, but now over the years, I've obviously like learned, and I've been a sponge, and I've absorbed loads of things, and I feel like at that time, if I'm looking at like analogy of like an athlete, I was running a race, but I wasn't ready to win the race. However, like I definitely finished the finish line at a good pace, but right now I feel like I'm finally ready to go. I've trained and I'm ready to go and get my gold medal. That's how I feel now. So I just
love
feel like
that analogy.
I feel like the music, I also feel like the music is at a place where I'm like, yeah, like this is it, and this feels right now. Like I'm happy that my career hasn't gone bang straight to the top and then kind of gone, oh my god, what have I got to do now, like, to keep it there. I've kind of been on this like slow trajectory, and again, like I look at it in a different way of like maybe like on a roller coaster, and this roller coaster is just going and it's just about to hit high speeds, man. So yeah.
Well, you talk about high speeds and highest heights, and the new song's Higher, and we're already smashing it. People across Kent are loving that song already. Tell us a bit about it before we play it again on the breakfast show for you here this morning.
Yeah, man. But I feel like Fire is definitely like the right introduction of where my music's going. And I wanted this song to just be a song where people could feel elevated, because that's how I felt when I was writing it. I felt like I wanted this song to just make people dance and sing, but also there's a deeper meaning behind this. Definitely, like I say, is an introduction to where I'm going, and it's funky, and it's a lot of different influences. I never used to listen to music before writing an album. I used to go, let me just do it like how I've always done it, and that's just from in here, and not take inspiration from anywhere, which was a dumb decision, if I'm going to be honest with you. Like now, like I was like, let me go buy loads of old records, new records, and absorb all this music, and I had an idea of where I wanted to go. And my influences on this record are Robbie Williams, George Michael, Prince. I listened to a record called Funkadelic, which I loved. And all them different worlds are kind of coming into my world, and that's what I've done. And I feel like Higher is that song to kind of ease people in.
And finally today, a Faversham restaurant has been criticised for the price of its all-you-can-eat breakfast. The Cowshed at the Ship Inn in Ospringe is offering an unlimited breakfast for £25, with children under 12 going half price and under 5s for free. But some have hit out at the decision during the cost of living crisis. The company have stood by it, though, saying they're unable to offset the cost of breakfast against room prices like other establishments.
Kent Online Sport.
Football, and it's gone from bad to worse for Gillingham as they've suffered another defeat in League Two. They were beaten 2-0 by Newport County at Priestfield last night, their fifth loss in a row. The result means the Gills have dropped to 11th in the table. Gillingham manager Mark Bonner spoke to reporters after the match.
Gave them the game in the first half. It's the most dominant we've been by miles in any game, but it doesn't matter. You just can't talk about that in the end, because we've chased, we've had chances, they've defended the box for their lives in the second half. They've had nothing second half. They've had a couple of moments first half that we've given them. We've had good chances in the game, yet we come off not scoring, losing. The run of results we're on is rotten. And it just becomes a horrible night for us, horrible result. We can't lose that game. We can't lose that game. I thought we were way, way better than they were, if I'm being honest. But we haven't done enough to score a goal, and we haven't done enough to stop them. So in the end, what an idiot I am saying that, because obviously that isn't the case. And we have to be. We have to be, because the two goals that we give them just make the game really hard. And in some respects, when you're two down and you're chasing something, it's fairly easy to chase. We've got to be that at 0-0, that at 1-0, because the two goals that we give them are just criminal. We give a really sloppy, soft free kick away. And then the second goal, it happened two, maybe three times in the half, where we get counter-attacked because we don't secure the middle of the pitch, don't counter-press well enough, those moments and the game runs away from you in that period. So any of the good stuff in the game isn't worth a conversation tonight, unfortunately.
Now, staying with Gillingham, and they've issued an apology following reports of racial abuse during last night's game. Newport County goalkeeper Nick Townsend was allegedly targeted during the second half of the match. Here's our Gills reporter, Luke Cordell.
This latest report of racial abuse comes almost exactly a year after a high-profile incident at Priestfield Stadium against a player from the same team that was there on Tuesday night. A year ago, Omar Bogle, who's now at Crewe, was targeted by a spectator who received a lifetime ban from the ground after making monkey gestures towards a player who was then playing for Newport County. Gillingham have done a lot to try and eradicate the issues of abuse at their ground and amongst the fan base. Last season they were hit with an FA fine and threats of even more severe sanctions, including points deductions, so that they certainly don't want more incidents like that at the ground. They were quick to deal with the racism inside the ground a year ago and were quick again to deal with this one. They issued a statement last night following the latest incident. The club apologised to the Newport County goalkeeper, Nick Townsend, who during the game he had spoken to the referee, who then spoke to both sets of management to say that there'd been a report, the police were informed. Gillingham have said that they're working with the police, they're working with the player and their own in-house safety team, and say they've actually identified who is alleged to have shouted the abuse. They go on to say that if proven, the person will receive a ban from Priestfield Stadium, and they added that they strongly condemn all forms of discrimination and that it won't be tolerated at Gillingham Football Club. Prior to the game, writing in his programme notes, Brad Gallinson had actually praised Gillingham fans and said that he was proud that there'd been no such incidents since that racial abuse a year ago. But and fans on social media have reacted with anger as well, with the club's name being tarnished again, and everyone will hope this matter is dealt with swiftly, which so far it looks like it is being dealt with swiftly.
And in tennis, Kent's Emma Raducanu has pulled out of next week's Hong Kong Open as she continues to recover from a foot injury. She retired from her quarterfinal of last month's Korea Open due to sprained ligaments. Well, the 21-year-old from Orpington says she's doing what she can to be fully fit to represent Great Britain at the upcoming Billie Jean King Cup finals. That's all from us for today. Thanks ever so much for listening. Don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, X, Instagram, TikTok and Threads. You can also get details on the top stories direct to your email each morning via the briefing. To sign up to that, you just need to head to kentonline.co.uk.
News you can trust. This is the Kent Online Podcast.